listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Basketball coming your way. A doubleheader here for you as the Tim Short Automotive Group Classic continues. It's been a full day of basketball here at the beautiful GRC Arena. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby Baldwin will be joining me. And right now we've got girls action coming up for you. It'll be the Cardinal Girls of GRC. George Rogers Clark, the host school here, taking on Montgomery County. The Lady Indians roll in here with a record of 10-4, while GRC, they're 13-1. The Cardinal Girls team, not that many home dates this year. Only 8 home dates on the schedule. This is one of them. Today they will be honoring at some point during this ball game the 1989 state runner-up team that lost in triple overtime. And I met some of those ladies as they were really having a good time reflecting back on that season with one of their coaches down there. But anyway, we've got girls basketball coming up, one of the top-ranked, in some polls, the number one-ranked team in GRC, and the number two team in the 10th region with the RPI ranking, this Lady Indian team from Montgomery County. You're cracking the top 25 in some polls as well, as Coach Dustin High has a very good squad. A lot of veterans on this team. They've got a very deep club, Montgomery County and GRC. They do as well. 11 minutes away from tip-off, we've got both teams out on the floor with a shoot-around. We will step aside for a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame coming up here from the GRC Arena at the Tim Short Automotive Group Classic. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutch's Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
With Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Girl girls high school basketball getting ready to come your way. It's GRC taking on Montgomery County, two of the top teams here in the 10th region. As GRC has had a stranglehold on this district and region titles. The Cardinal girls team, they have won the last three, make that the last four championships in a row. They have won six of the last eight. So Montgomery County, while they've had really good clubs and really good teams, they've been put in a district and in a region with a very strong, and that may be putting it mildly, GRC girls basketball team. The Indian Lady Indians come in. They're coached by Dustin High. He is in his fifth season as head coach. 84 wins, 55 losses overall. That's a 60% winning percentage. And I think they've got their man, Bobby. Prior to that, Montgomery County went through a stretch before Coach High. They had like four coaches in 6 years, but he's been here for 5 years, and he puts a competitive club on the floor every time.
Well, and when you consider the fact that their record is 10-4, their four losses this year have come against teams ranked either first or second in their respective regions. So they're not playing chopped liver by any means, and are very competitive, but it's almost likened to DuPont Manual coming in here last year and giving GRC a dose on its home floor. And yet when they go back to region play, they've got to get through a team like Sacred Heart.
Sure.
So it's almost not fair, but that's just basically the lay of the land as it currently sits.
Yeah, that's the way you are drawn up in regions and districts. And just to underscore what Bobby's saying, 3 years in a row, they've been the 40th Montgomery County, 40th district runner-up, 10th region runner-up. There have been three 20-plus win regular seasons by this Montgomery County Lady Indian team. Now, GRC has won the last 22 meetings in a row historically. And the last Montgomery County win over GRC was at GRC. It was on January the 29th, 2016. It was a 56-53 game. So
yes.
Montgomery County, while they put up the fight, it's been GRC able to prevail. And, Bobby, this Cardinal girl team, I mentioned here in the pregame, only eight home games this year. They've been road warriors. They've been over in Lexington. They've been to Tennessee twice. They are riding right now a three-game winning streak. But they've got a stretch of three games straight here at home. And if anybody needs to, I guess, be off the road for a little while, it's this team.
Well, it could be, because soon after they're going to be playing in the prestigious LIT in Louisville. And that could definitely be a very, very intense, tough three-game stretch, assuming they make it all the way to the finals. But make no mistake about it, it's when you're as good as they are, and respected as they are, you're going to be on the road quite a bit, and like it or not, it does make you stronger.
You are in demand. They travel well. They take a good crowd. They bring a good product. So they are invited to seven different tournament, jamborees, classics, shootouts, whatever you want to call them. That's what's on the schedule for the GRC Cardinal girls team. Coach Graham likes that. He likes playing successive days. Makes him tournament and battle prepared. 5 minutes away from tip-off, another two-minute commercial break. Bobby and I'll be back with more pregame to follow right here on your Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision.
and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
School basketball coming your way, 13-1. GRC Cardinal girls team taking on the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. A lot of basketball going on today. Quickly, a rundown. 10th Region All-A Classic Tournament going on. 10th Region has St. Patrick playing Robertson County and Augusta playing Paris. Also, you've got a tournament over in Bowling Green, the German-American Bank Classic. Sacred Heart plays a team out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Henderson County plays Bowling Green. Some other games, Mason County at Fleming County in a 2A sectional. North Bullitt at Franklin County. This is an H&W Sports, big classic in Franklin County. Gillespie plays Cooper. PLD plays Rockcastle County. Highlands plays Assumption. Connor plays Greene County. And again, more teams in that one. Ryle plays South Laurel. Notre Dame plays Russell. Southwestern plays Madison Central. Butler versus Frederick Douglass. So a lot of tournaments going on there. Mercy plays at Elizabethtown. Bourbon County at Madison Southern. Bobby, just because it's Christmas, the tournaments continue as January 24 rolls around.
Saturday afternoons have become much more popular here during the last decade or so, and you can almost not find a Saturday weekend, so to speak, sure, after Christmas where there isn't something going on for the first 4 to 6 weeks.
Looking at these teams, GRC, we talked some about Montgomery County. The Cardinal girls team averaging 66 points per game. They're shooting well, 46% from the floor, 36% from three, 68% at the free throw line. And something on the backboards, they're winning the edge rebounding.
Yes, they are. They've been very, very solid and consistent, and probably the best part about their game is their overall ability just to spread the floor. The ball does not stick, and when they take shots, they're generally good shots, and been very impressive on both ends of the court. Their defense has been very sticky, sure, as well, so it's been a tremendous go.
Sure has. Well, we'll step aside for a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, game action, after this brief message.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
We get ready as this Tim Short Automotive Group Classic continues. Two games prior, Benton, Illinois, they won the opener against Pendleton County. And we have Madison Central beating Western Hills. We go right now. Let's go to public address.
Attention to the center court, where we have a special presentation with Coach Robbie Graham and Junior Sierra Barriers. Junior Sierra Byers recently surpassed the 1,500-point mark in career scoring in a game against Lawrence Central, Indiana, on December 2nd. She currently is third place on the all-time GRC hoop scoring list. Congratulations, Sierra! Ladies and gentlemen, let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Fouch. At forward of 5'11", senior number 10, Allie Dillon. At forward of 5'7", senior number 11, Reagan Oney. At guard of 5'7", senior number 20, Hayden Barrier. At forward of 5'11", freshman number 22, Bailey Warner. Head coach from Montgomery County is Mr. Dustin High. Now for the home team, your George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals. At guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 2, T. Yeast. At guard, a 5'11 sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. At forward, a 5'10 junior, number 10, Kania Jones. And a 4'6" junior, number 3, Sierra Byers. Lady Cardinals coach from Mr. Robbie Graham, assisted by Steve Anderson, William Brown, Erica Jackson. Official tonight's game, Mr. James McMillan, Mr. Ryan Adair, Mr. Dave Pugh.
The National High School Athletic
Well, there's your starters for this ball game. Good crowd on hand. GRC, the host school, the Cardinal girls team wearing the white uniforms, red numbers trimmed in black, and Montgomery County blue uniforms, red numerals. Both teams looking very smart. Good crowd again. These two teams, they will meet many times this year. Seems like.
It seems like it, yes. Probably up to four.
Yes.
Up to four. Now, one note, it doesn't appear that Shea Harris is dressed this evening for Montgomery County, so that will make a big difference for the Lady Indians.
That is true. She is not on the floor or on the bench, and maybe Coach High trying to go now with three seniors and a couple of freshmen. GRC controls the tip, moving right to left. Left wing, Chestnut, pull up, elbow jumper, good from 15.
Took it from the wing to the foul line, extended post, and nailed it for the deuce.
Pressure in the backcourt, Barrier skips it over to Oney. Try to get the ball in the middle of the floor, it's loose, going after it, both clubs falling to the floor, and here's Stamper with a steal. Kennedy driving, one-hand layup, missed it. Rebounded by Yeast. Kick it out to Stamper. Step back three. That one is missed. But contact, and she will go to the line to shoot three. That foul.
Foul number three.
Called on Sophie Fouch, her first, team first of this quarter. And Stamper will go to the free throw line after the steal. Did not finish with the layup, although hustling back was Montgomery County, and Stamper knocks down the free throw.
Yeah, Fouch tried to recover by extending herself out to the wing, but got Stamper in the process.
Well, she scored two. Maybe she'll trade that layup for three free throws. She's at the line and shoots 70% on the season. Averages right at 11 points per game. Good rebounder for a point guard. She makes all three free throws.
Didn't draw iron.
Right on the money. Montgomery County throw it in the front court. Left side, they lob it down in. Ball loose, picked up there by Warner. Warner dribbles it out to the right wing and deflected out of bounds by Kenia Jones. It'll stay with Montgomery County on their end of the floor. Coach High kneeling in front of his bench, watching his senior guard, Hayden Barrier, give way over to Oney. Reagan Oney being picked up by Sierra Byers, giving her room. Oney out near midcourt, attacking right side of the lane, throws up the runner, blocked by Sierra Byers. She took it away. Lead pass to Stamper. She pulls up, feeds it baseline, shot by Chestnut, three ball, too strong on the rebound, coming away with it, Oney. Strong rebounder for her size. I can recall some of the games we've done, Bobby, in the district. She's a double-double player, and, you know, she'll pull down 10, 11 rebounds a game.
And spend a lot of time on the floor to boot.
Oh, absolutely. all-star softball player and a 5'7 senior. She's got a lot of experience. GRC on top, 5-0. We played a minute and a half here in this game. Oney just dribbling between the circle, and Byers giving her a lot of room. Not much movement by Montgomery County, and Oney's shot is blocked again as she drove the basket. Stamper, lead pass up to Jones. Eurostep on the runner. Missed a shot, tipped out by Dillon, and here comes Montgomery County. Barrier, she'll bring it up. hasn't taken a shot or touched the ball yet. Now she's got it in her hands, and Anaya Chestnut sizing her up out near midcourt. Barrier driving right of the lane. Lost it off her foot. Got it back. Trying to power her way down on the blocks. Shoots a fadeaway. Just threw up a shot. Rebounded by Warner. Her put back is fouled by Jones under the goal. And Coach Graham a little hot. He likes box out assignments.
Yeah, right place, right time. That time for the rebound. She was able to get it, put it up, draw the foul.
It's going to send Bailey Warner to the free throw line, a 5'11 freshman, and her free throw did not go down. Another free throw coming. McKinley Tabor, a senior for GRC, comes in for Kanaya Jones. As Warner back at the foul line, she averages 6.5 points per game on the season. 60% free throw shooter, goes 50 here, so makes 1 of 2. Stamper with the inbound pass, races it in the front court for GRC. Angles off to the left, picks up the dribble. Montgomery County playing matchup man. Chestnut, left wing, comes off the screen of Byers, took it in the paint with the runner, got it.
Boy, got that good screen on the left side, curled into the paint, made that 8-footer, 7-1 Lady Cards.
Barrier pass in the front court to Dillon, double-team her. Ball loose on the floor, Chestnut comes in, couldn't get a steal, and they're going to say that she was pushed to the floor by Barrier. Hayden Barrier with her first foul, team second.
Barrier, her first team foul, number two.
GRC with the basketball, neither club making, one sub has been made by GRC. And with the ball, T. Yeast. Yeast for GRC at the foul line, stepped in the paint, kick it out to Tabor. Back door by Chestnut, defended well by Barrier. Here's Stamper driving baseline. Got tied up under the basket, bailed out with a pass to Tabor. Keep it on the right side of the floor, give and go, nothing there. Yeast puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Oney pushes her out near midcourt. They feed a pass in the post. Byers missed a shot, went back with it again, and Allie Dillon giving up a couple of inches, but she's got size and experience. Warner's going to pick up the foul as Warner and Dillon tried to double-team on Sierra Byers.
Sierra just got a little bit too deep for the defense on that one and was able to get a shot up and incur and draw the foul.
Byers makes a free throw. She was honored as she joined the 1,000-point club at GRC, currently sits at number 3 in the history of basketball here at GRC, which isn't bad. This is the third winningest program in the state overall since 1974, 50 years of basketball. Throw it in the front court over the defense. Montgomery County got deep and shot put up, and Fouch got pushed in the back. That foul will be on Tabor.
Foul number 24.
That'll be her first, team second, and it'll put Montgomery County back at the free throw line. It'll be Sophie Faust to shoot the free throws.
Barriers pass over the top from midcourt, led to that foul.
Well, the free throw rimmed off. Jalen Green comes in for the Cardinal girls team. McKeely Tabor comes out. Green, Byers, Yeast, Chestnut, and Stamper on the floor for GRC. Sophie Faust at the line. She missed both free throws. Green got the rebound for the Cardinal. Left-hander pushes it in the front court, hands it off to Sierra Byers, left of the circle. Sierra trying to make a move on Reagan Oney, who is playing pretty tight on the defense, and the official says he's going to call a foul, her first, team third. Coming in for Montgomery County, Orison checks in. Orison in, and Faust goes out for the Lady Indians. GRC with the ball up 8-1. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Stamper between the circle, just dribbling. Players at the elbow and at the block. They screen down, pop out Green. She's at the foul line, reverse it left side. Now with it, Chestnut open. She'll shoot and hit a three.
Don't let her measure up. Foul line extended Trey from about 22. 10-point lead early for the Lady Cards.
Chestnut with 7 points in the game, shooting that three-point shot. We've talked about going through progressions. It was like it was her third option.
That's it.
But she made it work. Jalen Goodwin in and Jalen Green go out. So GRC exchanges JGs. And Chestnut picks up a foul on ball. She was picks up her first foul, third on GRC. Team fouls even at three each.
Neither one of those two girls are going to give any quarter defensively, and so you're going to see some good, solid grill-to-grill defensive contact both ways.
Montgomery County gets smaller. They bring Faust back in and take out the 5'11 freshman Warner. Orenson in there trying to post up. Barrier dribbling right wing. They want a five call on her. Chestnut all over her. Barrier crossover dribble. Got deep. Threw up a bank shot. Didn't get it on the dribble drive. Out of bounds. It'll go to GRC. And Anaya Chestnut really just in her grill.
Yeah, she's
right on her.
She is hawkish. Stays right there, but good effort by
sure.
both players.
Here's Chestnut, pull up 10-footer, wow. Baseline left side, good.
Sierra with a nice pass from the top. She was open on the wing and stroked it in.
13-1, GRC leading, 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Montgomery County breaks the press. High post pass, shot put up from the foul line, missed by Orison. Rebound follow, not there, as Sophie Fausch got an offensive board, and that foul will be on Stamper, her first, team fourth. So Montgomery County, after this, they will shoot the two-shot foul, as the new rule is in high school basketball, the remaining 3:15 of this first quarter. They will send Sophie Faust to the line. She missed her first two free throws. Montgomery County still looking for their first basket. Faust makes a free throw here. Annette Miller and Kanaya Jones return for GRC. Those two join Goodwin, Chestnut, and Byers. And for Montgomery County, they bring Warner back in. Warner, Dillon, Orison, Barrier, and at the line, Faust, who makes the second free throw. So after missing her first two, she hits these next two.
30-second timeout.
So we got time called on the floor by Montgomery County. 30-second break. Cards girls team up by 10. Back after this brief message.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here as we've got first quarter play still. 3:15 to go and GRC with a basketball and a 13-3 lead here over Montgomery County. Chestnut to run the point with a bounce pass on the right wing to Goodwin. Jalen Goodwin picked up there by Faust. Straight away to Annette Miller, her first touch of the ball. One dribble and a backdoor cut. Chestnut at the left blocks. Thought she had a shot. Now a double team. Finds Goodwin. Driving into the paint. Kick it out. Miller, her shot. Wow. Good from three-point range.
Boy, took it to the foul line. Drew the defense. Kicked it out. A tray makes it 16-3 Lady Cards.
Lady Cards, they are 2 of 3 from behind the arc. Montgomery County still looking for their first basket. Second turnover there, traveling called in the front court against Montgomery County. 2:39 to play in this opening quarter. And again, Montgomery County looking for their first basket. They've not turned it over a lot, just defense has stifled them.
Defense, that's it.
Kick ball will keep the basketball on the end of GRC, and Coach Graham using his bench quite a bit. Jalen Green back in. Anaya Chestnut gets a break, and she's got 9 points in the game.
Yeah, she's been very, very efficient.
Oh, yeah, and guarding Hayden Barrier, which is not an easy task at all. GRC with the ball on their end of the floor. Up 16-3, pass on the left wing. Miller has it. Pick and roll, not there with Byers, so Jones pops out, and they reverse it to the right side. Off the screen, Goodwin throws a high pass that Jones couldn't get. Usually on a pick and roll, Bobby, you like a bounce pass, not the lob.
Yeah, and I mean, that one was thrown into the sky. it was a little too much air under it, but not enough room to retrieve it.
Two passes, and Montgomery County breaks the pressure of the full court. They dribble it into the front court. Ball loose on the floor. We've got three, four ladies hit the deck and it goes out of bounds, it will be in possession to Montgomery County. Again, they have not turned it over a great deal, only two turnovers, and they've broken the press. It's just the defense in the half court by GRC has been stifling.
There we go.
Barrier really with a long three. She hits it. That will stretch the floor. Barrier's first points of the game. Hits that three, and timeout called by GRC. 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message here for us.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today.
Hayden Barrier hits a team-leading 24th three-pointer this season and gives the first basket for Montgomery County. Out of the timeout, GRC, they turn it over. Talk about something that will irritate a coach. An offensive rebound on a free throw and a turnover after a timeout are two things coaches don't like, and Coach Graham making some moves here.
Yeah, the pass to the wing just a little too weak. It gave the defense a chance to come up, get disruptive, and knock it off of her leg out of bounds.
We'll try to set the lineups here shortly. Again, 6'1 Savannah Jarvis not available for this game for Montgomery County either. So they're playing a little shorthanded as Warner tries to put a shot up. Guarded there by Kanaya Jones. She altered the shot, but it's a rebound follow. And Kennedy Stamper is going to pick up her second. Two free throws coming to a young lady that spent the free throw line quite a bit. This will be Sophie Fausch. She'll be there to shoot her fifth and sixth free throws of this first quarter.
Well, I tell you what, as a freshman now, she's getting right in the mix.
After missing her first two free throws, she has now made three in a row and just under a minute and a half to go in this opening quarter, trying to cut this down to under a double-digit lead, and she does. Montgomery County makes a couple of free throws, trailing by nine. GRC with the ball. Stamper in the front court, races in there, behind the back dribble, handed to and takes it right back. Looking, Stamper picked it up right of the circle. Miller has it. One dribble. Now she's going to try to make a move on Fausch. Crossover dribble, got to the lane, put up the shot. Backside help came in the presence of Warner, and Miller missed. Montgomery County with the ball and a minute to go in this first quarter. Warner, intent on going one-on-one, put the shot up, and they're going to call a jump ball. Sierra Byers with her third block of the game, and also Annette Miller in there as well.
Knew immediately that was going to be a tie-up. She got all ball at the top. So, ball out underneath Montgomery.
GRC with one of its bigger lineups here as they get the ball inbounds, and Barrier able to put it up and in on an inbounds play. That's a second chance scoring for Montgomery County. Quickly the other way. Jones takes it in the front court. She got a nice pass from three-quarters court, and a foul will be there on Warner, her second, team fourth.
Yeah, Chestnut with a beautiful pass, and that was just a streak play after the basket. No let-up, go from one end to the next, and next thing you know, they have matched score for score.
Trying to make the three-point play. Kanaya Jones at the foul line as this nice crowd goes rather quiet. Jones completes a three-point play. Clock rolling. 45 seconds. Oney throws it up near midcourt. Allie Dillon, they get it into the front court. Orison with it, not spaced very well at all. Montgomery County needs to spread the floor a little. They do with a skip pass to Oney. Clock at 32. She drives into the paint. Put Jones to the floor, and Jones took it away from her. Turnover Montgomery. GRC, 3-on-2. Yeast didn't like it, pulled it out. Skip pass, left side, Chestnut loads a three off the back iron. Long rebound taken in there by the Cardinal girls, and Yeast had it. Tried to power dribble with separation. Out of bounds, Cards keep it. GRC 2-of-4 and shooting the three. Sierra Byers back in for this final 14 and a half seconds as Montgomery County will zone this out of bounds play. Jones has it deep in the left corner. On top to Yeast. Byers rolls into the paint, up and under. Nice play. Byers takes the ball out of bounds, Bobby. A design play, right. And it worked well.
And then posts up on the low block, gets the entry pass from the top, and either gets the shot, gets the foul, or both.
Sierra Byers, one of two at the free throw line in this game, and this free throw is short. Five different Cardinal girl players have scored in this game. All five starters have points. Byers' second free throw, that one's good. Just under 9 seconds to go. GRC with a 20-10 lead. Montgomery County's barrier into the front court. Shovels it over to Dillon. Clock rolling. 3.5. Montgomery turns it over. Chestnut, lead pass, and they couldn't get a shot off. First quarter comes to an end. Your score at the end of one quarter here at the Tim Short Automotive Classic at George Rogers Clark High School. It's a GRC Cardinal Girls 20, Montgomery County Lady Indians 10. We'll be back. Second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
2010, George Rogers Clark girls leading Montgomery County. Montgomery County, Hayden Barrier with 5 points in the first quarter. Four scored by Sophie Fausch at the foul line. And Bailey Warner with one for GRC. Nine in the game for Anaya Chestnut. And all five starters have scored for the Cardinal girls. Stamper has it as GRC owns the basketball. Chestnut left wing. She hit a three there earlier this time. Pick and roll, nothing there. Byers takes the pass.
Wow.
Step back three, good.
She gets that pick, pops out to the top, and has the time to set herself and stroke it back up to their largest lead of 13.
Byers averaging 15 a game. Here's a steal by Kanaya Jones. Three on three, pass to Chestnut. Wants the baseline, bumped as she tried to get by Reagan Oney, and Oney and the official have a pleasant exchange as they both come away grinning. And that's going to be the second foul on Oney.
Foul number 11, Reagan Oney.
Her first of this quarter.
Yeah, I can ill afford to lose her.
Yeah, she comes out and they bring into the game Sophie Fouch and Coach Dustin High a little shorthanded anyway without the services of Shea Harris and Savannah Jarvis. Mid-range jumper put up by Byers, missed but kept alive. Here the Cards get another chance. Skip pass, left to right, sets T. Yeast for the three, off the back iron. There's Dillon with the rebound. Dillon wants to push it, waits for a trailing player. Nobody comes, so coming out to help out. Orison off the bench. Wow. She's got it, and it's taken away by Yeast. Yeast, without numbers, drives the goal and put it in. Bobby, she took on two and scored.
Yeah, and on the earlier sequence, she was the one that saved that ball inbound. So very, very active here in the last 30 seconds.
It's a 25-10 lead for GRC. Montgomery County in the front court. They throw it down in the paint, dump it down there. Shot blocked by Sierra Byers, her fourth. Taking it back is Warner. Warner skips it to Dillon. Her three ball from the right wing is missed. Two ladies roll out of bounds under the Montgomery County goal. It'll stay with the Lady Indians. We played a minute and a half here in the second quarter. GRC on top, 25-10. Led this entire game. Montgomery County needs a cutter. Dillon throws a lob pass out to midcourt. Here's Faust working against Stamper, freshman on freshman. T. Yeast with another steal. Her second. Driving layup at the rim. Put it in.
Anticipated the pass to the wing from the foul line and was able to take it all the way.
Hayden Barrier, double team. She's in a tight spot. She's in a bad spot. Jones got the steal. Tried to bounce it off a Cardinal player, and then GRC turns it right back over to Montgomery County. Credit Allie Dillon for hustling back. Dillon, crossover dribble. She tried to put a move on Chestnut. Chestnut, Bobby, that's the thing about it. Stop the ball. Keep the player in front of you.
She is very, very adept at doing that. Probably one of the best that you and I have seen on GRC's team since we've been calling these games.
Reagan Oney returns, replacing Dillon. You've got Oney, Orison, Barrier, Warner, and Fausch on the floor for Montgomery County with the ball underneath their goal. GRC has Annette Miller in the game, along with Jalen Green, Kennedy Stamper, and there's Jalen Green. She's trying to get a steal as she and Barrier at midcourt, and Hayden Barrier, one that is not shy of physical play. She ties it up at midcourt. It'll stay with Montgomery County. Plays with a little edge.
Not devoid of moxie by any means.
No. She's a senior. She's been starting for years. Coach High comes up and kneels at his bench. As Barrier pulls up with an 18-footer, missed it. Long rebound comes off to Faust. Her follow won't go. Kept alive. Reagan Oney with a power dribble. Got separation and fouled on her putback.
Boy, Montgomery County's girls did a heck of a job that time of getting established under the low block, and those balls didn't come off long at all, so they were able to just play ping pong with it until they got the foul call.
Reagan Oney misses a free throw. Right now it's 5 of 8 at the foul line for Montgomery County as Oney makes the second free throw. 27-11, GRC with the ball and the lead here in girls action. 5.5 minutes to go before halftime, and GRC, the Cardinals turn it over. Montgomery County in the front court. Warner on the right wing, dribbling. Fires, giving her room. Warner trying to make her move, backing her down into the paint. Got to the right blocks, spins, up and under, moves. She scored.
Very, very creative move that time. That one extra ball fake got her up and under for the deuce.
Coach Graham and the official have a word as they go by. You sure she didn't carry that ball? Here's a stamper floater from 10. Not there, and coming away with it, Reagan Oney for Montgomery County. Lady Indians in the front court. Oney, right side of the floor. Takes it down on the block. She's trying to power her way in, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Oney. She lowered her shoulder and the official right there, and Oney offering some protest, but the official hearing nothing of it. That'll be the third foul on Reagan Oney, the second on Montgomery County as a team in the second quarter. Coming into the game, Nina Dunn, a junior, checks in for the Montgomery County team. 27-13, Cardinal girls with the lead and the ball. Man-to-man by Montgomery County. Green has it nearly taken away, got it back on the dribble, floats it on the baseline, takes it right back. T. Yeast has it. Yeast comes out on the dribble. Driving right side. Tough defense there by Orison. She switches off. Goes for the steal and got it from Green. It's a matter of who touched it last, and you cannot fault the effort of the freshman Orison.
This rivalry plays out on the floor with tremendous intensity, and you're seeing it on both sides here this evening.
Dillon returns for Montgomery County as Jalen Goodwin checks in for the Cardinal girls. Goodwin replaces Green in the game. T. Yeast between the circle, throws a pass, a dangerous one. Miller bailed her out and got the loose ball. Midway through the second quarter, Miller has it for the Cardinal girls. Right corner, found some daylight, tried to drive the basket, stripped by Nunn as she got to the paint. Last touch by Montgomery County, and GRC will have the basketball under the goal.
Down 27-13, Montgomery County is definitely giving it all it has, and it's like the score doesn't matter. They're going to play every possession.
Lady Indians with 3 field goals in this game. Barrier has 2 of them. Stamper, wraparound pass on the wing to Miller. Miller pulls it out right of the circle, bounces it in to Sierra Byers. Byers working on Dillon. Fadeaway, 10-foot good.
Wow. Just too strong.
Got a lot of skills, no doubt about it. One of the top 2 players, 3 players in the entire state. Here's a steal by GRC. Yeast trying to score her 3rd layup on transition buckets, and she's fouled at the rim. The foul is going to be on Hayden Barrier. That's her 2nd. That's a team 3rd. 3:30 to go in this opening quarter, 29-13. Cardinal girls at GRC with a lead as T. Yeast puts in the free throw. She has 5 points in the game. Both of her baskets have been run out layups. So Miller, Stamper, and Goodwin go out. Tabor checks in as Chestnut and Jones return.
Coach Graham just using waves of players.
Second free throw missed. Montgomery County with the ball in the front court. Double team is the name of the game for GRC. Jones and Yeast trying to double team Barrier, who got away on the dribble. Throws a pass in. Tabor took it away. Over to Byers. Byers down the middle of the floor. Got into the paint. Tried a Euro step, and she'll go to the foul line to shoot two as she is clutching her knee, writhing and rolling on the floor. The training staff going immediately to her attention. The foul is going to be called on Allie Dillon, her first. That will be the team fourth. But right now the focus is on Sierra Byers, who was honored here before the ball game. She is now a member of the 1,000 Point Club, standing, sitting number three all-time scoring at the GRC of the girls program. She's being given attention. We've got 3:10 to play here in the first half. We'll step aside, 1 minute break. More to come after this on your Gateway Sports Network.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Back here at GRC Arena, the applause in the hand goes up for Sierra Byers as she's coming off the floor under her own power and getting due respect by a appreciative crowd applauding her as she's walking off the floor. That's you can now exhale, Bobby.
She's walking off unencumbered there, meaning under her own power.
Sure.
And they're going to take her back and check her out a little bit, but certainly. Had to hold your breath
sure.
on that one.
Kennedy Stamper will be coming into the game to shoot the two free throws for Sierra Byers. Stamper 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. The Cardinals are 7 of 10 at the foul line, while Montgomery County, they've shot 10. They've made 6 free throws. 3:10 to go here before half, and Stamper's free throw is woefully short. She made the first 3 free throws to begin the scoring after the Chestnut basket, and, well, she missed them both.
Both a little short.
70% shooter, missed them both. Dillon with a rebound. Left side, gets into the front court, looks for help. Middle of the floor, she centers it with Warner. Warner driving right of the lane. Double team, got deep, left-hand shot at the rim, missed it. Kanaya Jones with a rebound. Up to Anaya Chestnut, her pass to Stamper a little too long. Kennedy, in one motion, tried to save it and shoot it, and here come the Indians. Pull-up shot by Barrier, and that's off the front of the rim. Boxing out, McKeely Tabor pulls away the rebounded miss. 1 of 3 for Montgomery County behind the arc. Yeast has it, left wing. Penetrates, feeds Jones, put it up, put it in.
Well, it went across the lane, drew the defenders, kicked it across the lane for the layup on the left side.
Good defense. Dunn had her covered, but Jones just 5'11 and strong. Dillon has it in the front court for Montgomery County. Driving in now to Roush. Roush skip it over. Dunn with a shot
good
from
shot.
The baseline. That's good. Give her a 3 off the bench.
Yeah, good shot
for Montgomery
there,
County.
Nice quick pass to the wing, and she was able to nail it.
32-16. Cards with the ball and the lead. Here in the girls' action, inside of 2 minutes, and the clock rolling here before the half. Coach Graham and Coach High both standing up looking at their teams. Cards in the half-court game. Yeast, ball fake, driving the lane, and she's going to go to the foul. These Montgomery County, they have picked up now. This is going to be their, this is a fourth team foul, and Warner joins Reagan Oney as starters for the Lady Indians that have three fouls. T. Yeast free throw is good. She is now 2 of 3 at the foul line. And Warner comes out. They bring Orison back in for Montgomery County. Yeast at the line for one more. Made them both.
Lady Cards very adept at turning the corner on those man-to-man defensive sets and getting to the basket, drawing the foul. But two free throws attempted, two made. Cards up 34-16.
Subs in the game for GRC. You got Chestnut, Goodwin, Tabor, Jones, and Green in the game. Here's Green with a steal at midcourt, driving in. Waits for Tabor, the trailer, put the shot up and in. Transition bucket, Bobby, off a turnover.
He slashed to the bucket from the top and got the pass from the wing. Cards up 20.
Dunn has a pass go through her hands. That's 12 turnovers for Montgomery County, 10 in this second quarter alone. The first quarter, they handled the pressure. Now it seems to be wearing on them.
When you continue to throw wave after wave of two and three players in, and you're a little bit limited with your depth, it can get to you.
Chestnut brings the ball up. Stamper checks back in for GRC, replacing Goodwin. As we approach a minute here before halftime, GRC with the ball up 20. Jones, Eurostep in the lane, missed a shot, tried to follow her own. Loose ball picked up by Chestnut, fired out to Stamper, loads a three, that's off the rim. Kept alive again by Tabor and run down by Green. Kick it out to Stamper. Stamper, left side, they go to Chestnut. She finds Jones in the paint, her shot's blocked in there by Dunn. Dunn finds Dillon in the backcourt. 45 seconds. Montgomery County in the front court. Barrier, crossover dribble, nice one-on-one move, throws up the runner, and she draws the charge. Tabor was waiting in the paint, and Barrier picks up the foul. She joins two other teammates now with three fouls.
Regardless of how adept you are and how skilled you are, it's tough for one offensive player to take on two or three defensive players, and Hayden probably trying to do a little more than she could.
They're out of the man-to-man, Montgomery County. The first time we've seen a 2-3 in the half-court set against GRC. Green, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. High post to Jones, skip it right side. Stamper shoots a three, and it hits it. She shot it early in the clock. There's 15 seconds in Montgomery County in the backcourt. Cardinal girls, 39-16 lead. 9 seconds, Barrier, double team. She's in a bad spot. Jones nearly took it from her. Still at midcourt, Chestnut steals it. In a foot race against the clock, got it up, got it in. She was in a foot race against the clock. The steal and the conversion leads to the points. And it's 41-16 here at halftime at the Tim Short Automotive Group Classic. Good crowd on hand. We will be back. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes here on your Gateway Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Back here at the GRC Arena.
Players with
the 1989 state runner-up team being recognized. We can go to public address.
Linda Goddard, Audrey Hull, Tara Hurst, Tiffany Moore, Alicia Rainey, Leah Robinson, Maisha Thomas, Tracy Wells, and Amy Wilson. The scorekeeper, Mr. Mike Bear Rogers, managers, Andrea Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the 1989 Clark County Lady Cardinals basketball team, and we celebrate 35 years with them.
Well, the crowd standing and showing their appreciation for history as the GRC girls 1989 state runner-up lost it in triple overtime. Bobby, it's a heartbreaker to lose and to know you left it all out like that.
Well, yeah, but that's the one settling thing is the fact that they did leave it all out there. And just a tremendous effort by a tremendous group and very, very well honored situation here this evening, and we're just tickled pink that we were here to see it.
Sure, and it's pretty well attended. They
absolutely
had nearly half the squad from that 1989 team and one coach, and of course Mike Bear Rogers, synonymous with GRC Sports. We're at halftime here at the Tim Short Automotive Group Classic. Basketball started at 1 o'clock. We had a team from Benton, Illinois that we got a taste of last night, we being GRC, and Benton, Illinois with a good ball club. They defeat Pendleton County soundly in the opening game. It was then Madison Central defeating Western Hills in the game to follow. We've got this third game here between the GRC girls and Montgomery County Lady Indians. And then the final game coming up, it'll be George Roger Clark Cardinal state runner-up basketball team from last year. They will be playing Paul Lawrence Dunbar, the Bulldogs, out of Lexington. Looking at the score here at halftime, it's 41-16 in favor of GRC girls. They've led this entire ball game. And, Bobby, while Montgomery County only turned the ball over two times in the first quarter, they really struggled with the defense. They got shots. They didn't make them. GRC was able to get some separation, but my, oh, my, second quarter, they turned them over 11 times and turned that into 8 points in turnover runouts.
Suffocating defense for the first 16 minutes. War on the visitors during the first quarter, but then in the second quarter, it started leading to run-out turnovers, and as a result, a very, very expansive 25-point lead here against what we have to, again, remind people of is an undermanned Lady Montgomery County team here.
Yeah, they're without a couple of 5'11 players and a 6'1 player, and they're a little shorthanded on the bench and on the floor. Looking at some of the team numbers in this first half of play, both teams shot 50% from three-point range. Problem is, Cardinals made twice as many. GRC goes 4 of 8 from behind the arc. In Montgomery County, they shoot 2 of 4. Turnovers in the ballgame, 4 miscues by GRC, while Montgomery County only had 2 in the first quarter. They ended up with 13 turnovers by halftime. Second chance scoring, 4-2 edge to the Cardinal girls. Fast break scoring, 10-zip edge to the GRC Cardinal girls. At the foul line, GRC has shot 9 of 14, while Montgomery County, they shot 6 of 10. We'll take a 2-minute break when we come back. We've got some individual numbers, scoring stats, Game summary, all that coming up on a halftime show. Back in 2 minutes here on your Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Halftime show here at the Tim Short Automotive Group Tim Short Automotive Group Classic. He's got another tournament going on in another part of the state. So Tim Short Automotive Group, a big supporter of high school basketball. Looking at it's a GRC leading Montgomery County girls action 41-16 at halftime. For Montgomery County, in scoring, 5 points for Hayden Barrier. Got those in the first quarter. She has three fouls also. 4 points for Sophie Bausall at the foul line. 3 points for Bailey Warner. She also has three fouls. 3 points for Nina Dunn. She hit a three, and 1 point for Reganoni, who also has three fouls. For GRC, the Cardinal girls led by Anaya Chestnut, 11 points, 9 in the first quarter, 7 each by T. Yeast, all in the second quarter, and 7 for Sierra Byers. 6 points for Kennedy Stamper. We've got 5 points scored by Kanaya Jones, and 2 points for McKeely Tabor. 3 points for Annette Miller. Jalen Green, Jalen Goodwin both played but failed to score. We'll take our final 30-second break. When we come back, second half play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Second half play here at the beautiful GRC Arena is the Cardinal girls leading. Here at halftime, 41-16. GRC led 20-10 at the end of the first quarter, and they pushed it out here to this 41-16 lead. As, again, Montgomery County coming in with a 10-4 record, GRC at 13-1. The Lady Indians having some problems with the full court pressure. They have won two of their last three games. They had a good tournament up there on their home floor and trying to recapture that momentum. Cardinal girls with the ball, 2-3 zone by Montgomery County, and three passes and 2 points for Kanaya Jones.
Got it to the middle, got it to the low block, easy deuce. Cards up 27.
Pressure in the backcourt. Barrier dribbling it up. Cross court to Oney, throw it in the front court. Sophie Fausch has it, throws over the defense. Warner caught it, high bank shot, missed it, got her own rebound. She's got a shot if she goes back up. Lost her balance, threw it out of bounds, and it'll be possession two, GRC. Sometimes, Bobby, the instinct is just to put it on the floor, go back up with it.
Take it up, and at worst, they're going to block it. At best, you're going to get a foul or an and one.
And of the three things, two of them are positive.
There you go.
Yeah. Cardinal girls working around the ball against this 2-3 zone. T. Yeast loads up a three and hit it. Top of the key.
All of a sudden, 30-point lead here. 7 minutes left in the third.
Yeast now in double figures with 10. Montgomery County breaks the press. They get it in the front court. Numbers aren't there. Warner tries to roll to the basket, and she made a positive move and got two.
Had to earn it.
Didn't wait for a trailer, did she?
No, she took it on in because she had an opening.
GRC looking at this 2-3 zone. They throw over the zone. Jones caught it deep. Had a bank angle. Didn't use the backboard. Good defense by Dillon. Oney's got the rebound. Reagan Oney dribbles off to the right side. Cards going man-to-man. Oney playing with three fouls, trying to move her way in. She shot it, missed it, got her own rebound, is blocked out of bounds, and playing very aggressively with three fouls, and Allie Dillon goes and talks to her and says, hey, you've got three fouls.
Yeah, but I don't believe that's going to stop that young lady. She is possessed intensively for sure.
Oney's free throw is good. She now has 2 points in the game, 2 of 3 at the foul line. I mentioned an All-State softball player, and you can imagine she plays catcher somewhere where there's
contact.
Potential for contact. Exactly. Good way to put it. Oney makes both free throws.
Yeah, good player.
Second chance scoring for the Lady Indians. It's GRC with the ball. Miller checked in for the Cardinal girls. Yeast dribbled it over, handed to Chestnut, left side to go to Stamper. High post to Miller. Miller kick it back out to Stamper. Stamper's three, good. Give it up, get it back, Bobby.
Yeah, shot that one over the outstretched arms that time of Oney and was able to nail it.
6 of 10 shooting the three are the Cardinal girls. 49-20 is the lead for GRC. Barrier takes a pass in motion.
Good
put
ball.
It up and in. She trailed the play in a nice little leaner.
Well, a leaner, but she got a seam and was stopped and popped.
Yeast bluffs a three. She hit her last shot from that spot. This time it's off the back iron. McKeely Tabor tried to keep it alive, and since she kicked the ball, it'll be possession to Montgomery County, and Yeast comes out green in for GRC. For Montgomery County, Warner, Fausch, Barrier, Oney, and Dillon on the floor. 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Baseball pass up to Dillon. They threw over the defense, and that's Dillon's first basket of the ball game. And that's going to prompt a timeout by Coach Graham. I don't care what the score is, nobody beats his team down the floor. Time called. Bobby's got a message.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Appreciate their sponsorship.
Absolutely.
And all of our sponsors. I'm all about easy on the wallet. What about you?
Well, I believe if you're not, there's something wrong with you.
Okay. That's why you've got to be cost effective.
That's it.
Montgomery Tractor Sales. Cardinals with the ball and the big lead, 49-24. Is coming off that screen as Green shoots the jumper from 17, missed it, kept her own board alive, and Cards get another chance. 2-3 zone. GRC looked, they found a gap, and they went high post and tried to throw it low, and Tabor just led Miller a little too much.
Well,
here comes the pressure.
Yeah, Coach said, cut to the basket.
Chestnut with another steal. Step back three, and she didn't get the roll. Here's McKeely Tabor flying in there. Rebounded, but threw it away. Going the other way, Montgomery County. Down the right side, Barrier. Long three off the rim. A lot of blue jerseys under there, and Montgomery County crashed the board. They kicked it out of bounds, so GRC will have the basketball. Coach Graham clapping his hands, saying, get your hands up against the shot. Stamper walks it up for the Cardinal girls, angles off to the right with a bounce pass to Chestnut. 2-3 zone by Montgomery County. Barrier and Rouse out on top, and they dump it down, and Tabor scored. Like that high-low action, Bobby.
Yeah, but the beauty of that was a couple of touch passes.
Nice little high-low. Oney determined to go right side. Cut off by Green, and Oney threw it away. Here's Miller with a steal. 3-on-3. Miller waits. Tabor, she's been all over the floor. Had trouble holding on to it. Miller's hit 1-3. This one, though, off the back iron. Rebound claim by Reagan Oney. Cardinal girls now 6 of 13 shooting the 3. Oney down the middle of the floor. Green giving chase. Oney out of control. Threw it up. Missed a shot. Good hustle. Didn't finish. Miller throws it in the front court. Advancing the ball is Chestnut. Skip it left side to Stamper. Floater at the rim. Not there. Tabor with a rebound. She's been all over the floor. She's looking at Coach Graham saying, I can't get it done, you know. She's all over the floor, Bobby. Loose balls, 50-50 balls, offensive boards.
The only thing
deflections, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing she's not getting done is the ball to go through the basket, but there's certainly more than one way to be a positive effect on a team, and she has been.
She's been an energy player and expelled a lot of missed a free throw here. Coming in for Montgomery County, Nina Dunn comes in, also Laura Lee Orison. So those two ladies joined Barrier, Fausch, and Dillon on the floor. Those are the five ladies, and the compliment for Montgomery County as McKeely Tabor, the senior for GRC, knocks down the free throw. McKeely Tabor goes out having scored 5 points and one steal, couple of rebounds, and T. Yeast back in for GRC. Cardinal girls on top, 52-24. Dillon throws it in the front court, and they trying to split the defense. Sophie Fausch. That's a lot of confidence for a freshman, Bobby. Caught the pass and just said, I'm going to split the defenders.
Well, I tell you, Coach.
Instinct.
Coach High's got some youngsters who aren't afraid to give it their all.
Here's a deflected pass, and Warner missed at the rim. Flying in there. Fausch got the rebound. Leave it for Dunn, deep on the left baseline. Throw it out on top. Chestnut with another steal. She's got 4. Chestnut, left side to East. Stamper trails the play. Jacked the 3, missed it, tipped out. And a rebounding foul. That'll be Miller going over the back of Barrier. Miller, another energy girl.
Yeah, crashing from the top. Got a fingertip on it, but also ran into the person who had the possession under the backboard.
Jalen Goodwin comes in replacing Kennedy Stamper. The Cardinal girls keep a press on. Oney and Barrier play catch. They haven't crossed the timeline yet. Now they throw it in the front court, advance it to Dillon. Dillon throws a dangerous pass, and Goodwin picked it off. 16 turnovers by Montgomery County. Miller got to the foul line. Kick it over and drop it on the baseline. Yeast has it now on the wing, driving in, split the defense, rolled it up and in with the left hand.
Well, they gave her a seam, and she sure took it.
Full timeout called on the floor by Coach High of Montgomery County. Just under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's a 30-point GRC lead. We'll be back in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
County with the basketball. It's George Roger Clark girls with a big lead, up by 30. Racing into the front court, Reganoni picked up defensively, finds barrier, pull up 15,
good.
Put her good.
Just stop and take what they give you, and you're going to get better shots at a nice play.
Basket made by Hayden Barrier, college bound after her high school career. 2-3 zone by Montgomery County. Green loads up, and she hits a three from the left wing.
Yeah, foul line extended out there about 22 feet. And
that's the third three-point shot made by the Cardinal girls in this quarter.
Lead, biggest lead of 31.
There's 2:15 to play in this third quarter. Dunn tried to split the defense, taken away by Annette Miller. Miller checked in the backcourt by the Cardinal girl, or by the Lady Indians, and they get it in the front court. Good one. Bluff to three. Fires a pass to Chestnut. Her three ball rimmed off. Flying in there. Miller got it. Kept it alive. Green, 15-footer. Stepped in and made the shot. She's hit back-to-back jumpers.
Just too much quickness and energy by the Lady Cards.
Minute 45 to play. Montgomery County with the ball for 59-26. GRC, now they pick off another Lady Indian pass. Yeast, Euro step at the rim. Put it in. She's having a wonderful game.
Gee whiz, just a beautiful acrobatic move.
And Barrier has the ball, got away from her, throws it over to Oney. Oney tries to split the defense, and Montgomery County, things getting a little chippy out there. Barrier and Oney both asserting some strength. The foul is going to be called on Chestnut. That's the second. Fourth team foul against GRC in this third quarter.
And we are one bucket away from...
Well, actually, clock's running now.
Yeah.
So we're in a running clock situation, 61-26. Cardinal girls in a mighty way. Dillon comes out. Sophie Fausch back in for Montgomery County. Fausch, Oney, Dunn, Warner, and with the ball, Barrier. Barrier, left-hand dribble, going one-on-one. Throws up the shot, off balance from the right elbow. Tried to draw contact with Anaya Chestnut, but Chestnut did not draw the foul, and thus Barrier shot off balance. Stamper in, and T. Yeast comes out. Yeast leaves the game, having scored 14 points. Her high here in this young season, averaging right at 10 a game. Bounce pass to Dillon. She got deep, put it up, and put it in. As the Cardinal girls did not zone, they went man-to-man, and Dillon on a back screen that was set by Warner got free and made the basket.
Well, did a nice job on the baseline of being patient with the inbounds pass, enabled it to develop, and you called it perfectly.
Well, it'll put Dillon at the line. She is a... at least a 3- or 4-year starter. Nice player. And her free throw is up and in. She's got 5 points in the game, all of them coming here in this quarter. A little bit lackluster scoring from her as seen in the past. 3-point shot at the horn by the Cardinal girls is missed. And we close out the third quarter of play. It's a big lead for the George Rogers Clark girls team. They lead 61-29 over Montgomery County. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming right up on your Gateway Sports Network. Back in a minute.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call.
987-1977. 61-29 is the score here in this girls' matchup. District and region opponents. Montgomery County and George Rogers Clark. It'll be Lady Indians with the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Peyton Barrier takes a pass from Reganoni. Ellie Dillon on the floor. Also Warner and Faust driving in. Oni put it up and in. She took it to the goal hard and was rewarded.
Took it hard and the cards didn't challenge.
Chestnut has it. Left side. She passes to Stamper. Stamper pulls it out on the dribble. Haven't had Sierra Byers since that she was shaken up on knee-to-knee contact, but I thought it was knee-to-knee. Bobby tells me maybe more of an ankle, lower extremity type of injury. So,
air cast on her lower left ankle portion of her body when she came out for the second half.
Green raises with a three. That one's in and out. But Jalen Goodwin, smallest girl on the floor, got the rebound. Set Chestnut for a three. She missed it, and coming away with the rebound, it's Hayden Barrier. Barrier with a pass up to Reganoni near midcourt, and the foul's going to be on Jalen Green. Her third, that'll be the first in this fourth quarter. We've got a running clock with the GRC girls up 30. Barrier has it in the backcourt, and Aya Chestnut picks her up. It's been man-to-man for GRC this entire game. Barrier, high post pass to Warner. They try to split off her. Old-time basketball. Oni takes it, second cutter through, and she just is determined to get to the rim, and she had McKeely Tabor going back, and Tabor gets a foul.
Bowled her way into her, going down the left side of the lane, drawing the foul, and getting the two shots.
Oni's free throw is good. She has one basket in the game. She missed her first free throw of the contest, and she has since made four in a row. Annette Miller in, and Jalen Goodwin is for GRC, as Oni missed the second free throw, and Jalen Goodwin with her second rebound. Leap pass to Chestnut. Chestnut return it to Goodwin. Straight away, T. Yeast. Three-point shot, good. That's a new high for her as a GRC player.
Well, just setting herself, getting time to stroke it, and totally under control. 64-32, score doubled up.
Montgomery County in the front court looking at this Cardinal man-to-man. Again, Reganoni just driving in, and with one goal in mind, and that's to draw and put a foul on GRC. And T. Yeast picks it up, her first, that's the team third. It'll be possession to Montgomery County under their goal. 5:20 to play in this game. Big lead for the Cardinal girls. Inbound pass deep in the right corner. Oni has it. T. Yeast on her. Oni with a lot of ball fakes wants to go baseline, and Yeast fouled her again. About the only thing you can do there is put your outside foot on the baseline, give her nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Fourth team foul against GRC. Montgomery will shoot two fouls from here on out of the ball game, which has a little under 5 minutes to play. Inbound pass to Barrier, pulls it out on the dribble. Chestnut's done a wonderful job on a good player, Barrier. Hayden Barrier drives in and puts it up and in.
Had to earn that deuce, but certainly got it.
Nine in the game for Barrier as the Cardinal girls try to advance it down the floor. They throw it high. It's deflected out of bounds. GRC will keep it on their end of the floor. Leading by 30, 64-34. Montgomery County playing a zone, 2-3 zone. GRC with Stamper working it to the right side, drop it baseline to Gooden. Jalen Goodwin rarely will shoot. She's a facilitator. She's calling for it, comes to the top of the key, takes it right side, drop it baseline to Yeast. Back to Chestnut, Anaya with a three. Hit her first two and missed her last three. That one goes off, out of bounds. Last touch by Annette Miller. It'll be possession to the Lady Indians.
That ball does not stick when it's in GRC's offensive possession, and they usually wind up getting an open shot.
Cardinal girls will pick up Montgomery County at midcourt as Hayden Barrier walks it up. She angles off to the right side. She and Dillon out there, and Barrier with a long three ball that hits the top of the backboard and the clock. It'll be possession to GRC. Montgomery County 2 of 6 and shooting that 3. Goodwin, right baseline, picked it up, 15 feet out, skip it left side, touch pass to Chestnut, baseline jumper, in and out. She's had good looks, it just haven't gone down as she started off shooting hot. But they've been rattling out. And right now, Coach High putting in, if you rode the bus, you're in the game. That's what Coach High is doing right now, and he's pulling his girls off, saying we'll save it for another day.
At the three-minute mark with the clock running.
GRC bails their bench as well. So new players in the game. Stakeland with the ball for GRC. Also in there, Emma Cecil. Stakeland back over to Cecil. Cecil trying to post. Got a screen. Montgomery County playing a 2-3 zone. 2.5 minutes to play in this game. Cardinal girls with a big lead and double dribble there.
Yeah, they've got a shot, but they won't take it. They're searching for something that's not there on the interior.
Coach Graham telling them just exactly that, Bobby, saying,
put
you
it
got
up.
A shot, shoot it. Yeah, you're in a game. Montgomery County dressed 9 players, and if you rode the bus, you're playing in this game. Coach High's got them in, and just emblematic of the frustration by Montgomery County, the ball goes out of bounds on an unforced error. GRC will get it back inside of 2 minutes, up by 30, and the clock rolling. Kylie Chestnut, she'll shoot it. She shot a 3, too strong. Rebound there by Leah Rose on the weak side. She got fouled and will go to the free throw line.
Strong side position for that board. I should say weak side, and was able to get it and get to the foul line.
Rose at the line for the Cardinal girls. She makes a free throw. Happy for her. Or make that Leah Howard.
Leah Howard, yes. But she nailed it, regardless of her last name.
Well, I know Aaliyah Rose, and I guess that name just seemed like it flowed.
It flowed. Well, she made them both.
Got a nice ponytail, too. I don't know how many bands there are in that. A lot of them. She makes both free throws, nearly a travel, and a late whistle. Yeah. And I guess the official says, I'll go ahead and call it. Yeah, you did. If you'd shot it, probably not, but you passed it, and I'll call traveling.
Inside a minute.
20 turnovers by the Lady Indians in this game. Kylie Chestnut with a one-hand pass over. They drop it on the baseline. Howard kicks it out. Shot put up and missed from 3, and a foul in the backcourt on a rebounded miss. And the clock rolls, and they're going to say, shoot some free throws. That's a fifth on GRC as a team. That foul, they're going to put it on Stakeland, who I thought got it. It is confirmed. And at the free throw line, they'll walk the length of the floor. And Laura Lee Orison, who has been pressed into playing quite a few minutes due to the short bench that Coach Dustin High has. And Orison's free throw comes off. Orison, another one of these freshman that Coach High is going to rely on to play varsity minutes. Another free throw on the way, and that went woefully short. Ball on the floor, picked up by GRC. Clock rolling. Stakeland, who scored 7 points in the last game, finds Chestnut, who scores.
Yeah, beautiful pass. Coming down, streaking down the court. Coming down on the wing, she was able to hit her for the deuce.
Stakeland and Chestnut, both of them first named Kylie, both of them spelled the same. They can shoot. They can play.
That's been a big win for the Lady Cards.
There's the horn. Horn sounds, and the GRC girls win in a final by the margin of 68-34. They double up Montgomery County here on the Tim Short Automotive Group Classic at the GRC Arena. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll have game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in a post-game show on your Gateway Sports Network.
Hello. It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering
offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Cardinal girls win here the third game of what are four on schedule in the Tim Short Automotive Group Classic. Joel Budd here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and the Cardinal girls led from start to finish, a ball game in which GRC totally dominated. They ended up doubling up the score of Montgomery County, in all fairness to Montgomery County Lady Indians and head coach Dustin High. He was without a couple of his key players, and they were big players in the both in stature and importance to the team. But, you know, GRC, they're dominant too. I mean, this team, they've won the region four in a row and six of the last eight. And, Bobby, they're clicking again. And they hang their hat on defense and sharing the ball.
Got from eight to ten people. You can just basically revolve in and out of there, continuing to keep the defensive pressure on. And then offensively, they move the ball. It very seldom sticks. So, as a result, you've got what appears to be at the moment a rocking and rolling and winning combination for GRC.
The Cardinal girls led 20-10 at the end of the first quarter, took a 41-16 lead in at halftime. They got a running clock in the third quarter by pushing the lead out to 61-29 by the end of the third. And again, the final margin, 68-34. Looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game, the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls, they go 8 of 23 from behind the arc. Three-point shooting. Is that the Cardinal girls go 8 of 23 in three-point shooting, while Montgomery County, they hit 2 for 6. Turnovers in the game, 20 committed by Montgomery County, only 7 by GRC. Second chance scoring, it was an 8-6 edge for the Cardinal girls, and in fast break transition scoring, 14-2 was the edge for GRC. At the foul line, both teams went 17 times. GRC made 11. Montgomery County, they hit 10 of 17. Looking at some of the individual scoring in this ball game, 9 points for Hayden Barrier, paced Montgomery County, 7 points in the game for Bailey Warner, 6 points scored by Reagan Oney, 5 points for Allie Dillon, 4 points scored by Sophie Faust, 3 by Nina Dunn, and the rest and the host of the team that Coach High dressed out, played in the game but failed to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, in the ballgame, 17 points for T. Yeast in the game, 11 for Anaya Chestnut, got all 11 of hers in the first half, plus held Hayden Barrier, a 20-point score, to 9 points in the game. So she was named the Tim Short Automotive Group Player of the Game, and deservedly so. 9 points in the game for Kennedy Stamper. In the ballgame, Sierra Byers had 7 points left after the first half with an injury, but came back to rejoin her club on the bench. 7 points scored by Kanaya Jones. As other scoring, 5 points in the game by McKeely Tabor. And we had 5 points for Jaylene Green. 3 points scored by Annette Miller. 2 points in the game by Leah Howard. And that was 2 points for Kylie Chestnut. The rest of the Cardinal girls team that got in the ball game but failed to score. Again, in the final, 68-34. And, Bobby, it was the, it's the half-court defense. It wears on you. Coach Graham plays nine players consistently, sometimes even more. And they're pesky.
Well, they are. And when you hold the opposition without a field goal for the first 5 minutes of the game and jump out to a 16-3 lead, the tone is set.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the way to put it out. Yeah. And that's what happened. These teams will see each other possibly three more times in the regular season and tournament play. But here in the Tim Short Automotive Group Classic, it is the Cardinal girls winning 68-34. We will take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more post-game as both teams out on the floor for a shoot-around. Fourth game coming up, the final game of this Tim Short Automotive Group, the fourth of four games. It'll be coming up, 7 o'clock tip-off is what it's scheduled for. George Rogers Clark taking on Paul Lawrence Dunbar, the Bulldogs, out of the 11. We will take a one-minute break. We'll come back. More post-game to follow right here on your Gateway Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
The beat rolls on for the GRC girls as the Cardinal girls win big today over Montgomery County, 68-34. Cardinal girls record, it improves now to 14-1 on the season. Montgomery County, they fall to 10-5. And Cardinal girls, again, they have now won four in a row. Montgomery County came in winners of two of their last three, but it did not happen today. Cardinal girls just too strong in that doubling up the score of Montgomery County in a final. Paul Lawrence Dunbar taking on GRC in boys action. That game is to follow. Well, Bobby and I certainly appreciate serving the MST listeners and group, as we were glad and honored to fill in and pitch in and help out with Gateway Sports Network. Another one-minute break. We'll see if we have coaches' comments coming up. More to come after this.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
I've been passing time, watching trains.